This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
اوكي شيخ تفضل ان شاء الله تعالى.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه اجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 prophetic traditions. And today I have this beautiful hadith about the importance of getting treated and taking medications. It's a very important concept that many Muslims fail to observe. And they have a wrong understanding of going to the physician and taking medicine because of wrong interpretation and understanding of Islam. And this hadith, once we understand it correctly, should motivate us to seek treatments and take precautions and go to the doctor and treat ourselves. Tadawu ibadallah fa inna Allah subhanahu lam yada'a da'an illa wada ma'ahu shifa'an illa al-haram. Al-Rawi Usamah ibn Shuraik, al-Masdar Sahih al-Majah. O servants of Allah, seek treatments and take medicines to cure yourself. For Allah the Exalted did not appoint a disease without prescribing a medicine for it, except old age. In another hadith, death. Of course, there is no cure for death. There is no cure for old age. Narrator Usamah ibn Shuraik al-Thalabi, he was from Kufa. We don't have the dates of his birth or death, but this is one of the few traditions he transmitted from the Prophet ﷺ. In a variant version of the same, he said, I visited the Messenger of Allah while he was sitting with his companions. And they were so attentive, paying rapt attention to him without moving, without any gesture, without any motion. They were motionless, as if they had birds perching on their heads. Usama further said, شَهِدْتُ الْعَرَابَ يَسَلُونَ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ عَلَيْنَا حَرَجٌ فِي كَذَا عَلَيْنَا حَرَجٌ فِي كَذَا فَقَالَ لَهُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَضَى اللَّهُ الْحَرَجَ إِلَّا مَنْ اِقْتَرَلَ مِنْ عِرْضِ أَخِيهِ شَيْئًا فَذَاكَ الَّذِي هُرِجْ فَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَلْ عَلَيْنَا جُنَاهٌ أَلَّا نَتَدَاوَى قَالَ تَدَاوَى عِبَادَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ لَمْ يَضَوَدَانِ إِلَّا وَضَى مَعُوا شِفَانِ إِلَّا الْحَرَمِ. I witnessed the nomads asking the Prophet ﷺ several questions. One of the questions, is it objectionable if we do this or that? The Prophet replied, there is no objection any of this. The only harm is hurting the honor of your Muslim brother, which is indeed a grave harm, objectionable thing. The nomads further asked, is it wrong for us to refuse treatments? As many people, this is a question in the minds of many people. He replied, O servants of Allah, seek treatments and take medications. For Allah sends a disease, never sends a disease without appointing a cure for it except old age. The tradition reinforces the Islamic view of health. One of the things we should understand, if you read carefully the various traditions and the supplications of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam celebrates health and considers it as the greatest blessing of Allah, second only to faith. Prophet clearly stated that. The Prophet taught us to pray, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa mali. Wallah, I ask you to gift me with health and wellness in this world and the next. Of course, with grace, actually, and health and wellness in this world and the next. Oh Allah, I ask you for your grace and forgiveness and gift of wellness in my religion and worldly life and my family and wealth. Abbas, radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reports, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا أَسْأَلُهُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَالَ سَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ فَبَكَسْتُ أَيَّامًا ثُمَّ جِئْتُ فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا أَسْأَلُهُ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ تَعَالَى قَالَ لِي يَا عَبَّاسُ يَا أَمَّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ سَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ Abbas radiallahu anhu said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, teach me something that I should ask Allah for, the Most Exalted. The Prophet replied, ask Allah for health and wellness. I came back after a few days and repeated the same question when the Prophet of Allah said, O Abbas, the uncle of the Messenger of Allah, ask Allah for health and wellness in this world and the next. The Prophet further said, سَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةِ فَإِنَّ أَحَدًا لَمْ يُعْتَ بَعْدَ الْيَقِينِ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ Ask Allah for His forgiveness and gift of sound health and wellness because there is no blessing greater than sound health after faith. The prophetic teachings regarding the blessing of health stem from the Islamic concept of the value of life. You know, you are kulliyat to some of the higher objectives of the Sharia are five: preservation of life, preservation of faith, preservation of honor, preservation of property, and preservation of offspring, preservation of intellect. These are the highest objectives of the Sharia. Islam is a life-affirming faith, very, very important. Unlike some other religions that cause suffering and repression of body, Islam teaches us to consider health as a blessing. It's a practical religion, therefore calls for a balanced approach in everything, preserving mind, body, and soul. The Prophet ﷺ said that even as we are to fulfill the rights of Allah and our soul, we also ought to fulfill the rights of our body, our eyes, and all of our faculties. They say, Al-Wiqaya khayrun min al-ilaj. Prevention is better than cure. It is a known fact that much of the health challenges the people in the so-called developed countries face can be attributed to overindulgence, lack of hygiene, alcohol consumption, and all those prohibited things that people are engaging in, and the acts that destroy the environment and upsetting the natural order of things. All of them could be prevented if we were to heed the divine prescriptions as enshrined in the Sharia of Islam. To prevent the spread of diseases, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also introduced the principle of quarantine. He said, La yuridu mumridun ala musih. Let no sick person with a contagious disease come in contact with the healthy. Even as Islam stresses prevention, it also stresses treatments and the use of medication to cure diseases. We learn that the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to consult physicians and take medication according to their prescriptions. He also encouraged his companions to do the same. The above hadith teaches us not only that we should seek treatments, but it also encourages to research and find cures. It further reminds us that we already sent the cure, as he has sent the disease. So it's our duty to find it. Thanks to this teaching, excellent teachings of Islam, Muslims value the science of medicine greatly, so that they were at the forefront in discovering treatments and being healthcare and setting up hospitals with excellent facilities. History is a witness to that. Imam Shafi, one of the great scholars of Islam, best expressed the Islamic view of medicine when he said, medicine is the most valuable science to study, second only to the study of religion. Unfortunately, many Muslims think that seeking treatments and taking medicines is against tawakkul or trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith teaches us that there is no contradiction between getting treatments and trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, he teaches us that there is no tawakkul without we putting our efforts first. Just as we ought to strive to repel hunger and thirst, heat and cold by taking the essential necessary steps, we ought to fight diseases by taking all the preventive measures and by seeking treatments and taking medications. Tawheed is incomplete without the use of the secondary causes that Allah has appointed. So going to the doctor, getting that prescription, and buying the medicine and taking it is part of Islamic teaching. And the order of Allah, you know, see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even on Fridays we gather for salah, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي اللَّهِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Order of Allah to disperse in the land after Friday prayer, seeking the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet explained the concept of tawakkul most beautifully when he said, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرَزَقَكُمْ لَرُزِقْتُمْ كَمَا يُرْزَقُ الطَّيْرِ تَغْدُوا خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوهُ بِتَانًا. If you were to place your trust in Allah as you should, most appropriately, most fittingly, He would provide for you even as He provides for the birds. See how they fly out of the nest at dawn in search of food and return to the nest at dusk satiated. Lessons: Islam considers health as the greatest blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, second only to sound faith. Since health is the most precious thing, we ought to maintain it by using all the known methods of prevention and use of treatments, seeking treatment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even as Allah has sent a disease, He also sends a cure for it. So as Muslims, it is our duty to seek cures and work to discover them. Taking medications and working to prevent diseases is not opposed to tawakkul. Today, the world is suffering from highly contagious diseases like COVID, and Muslims ought to set an example by practicing the excellent teachings of Islam on earth. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.